This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, get involved in the conversation. There's a lot happening there. And, again, I'm kind of struggling through some new equipment, so have fun with me. Have mercy on me, as they say. No, a lot going on. Head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Give me your email address. The little place up there, you can give me your email address. I send out an email about once a week. I let you know who's going to be on the show, topics of discussion, things that we're writing about, and so on. So please, please, please truly be part of this or these conversations, if you would. And you know what? I want to deal with all the craziness going on at this point. You know, I've been saying it for a long time. We let them get away with it. We let them set the narrative, right? They decide what the words mean. We let them decide what the words mean, and we accept them because we don't push back. Talk a little bit about my local politics sometime tonight. And how about truly the true? I don't want to say. I see hardcore progressive liberal who has decided that I'm like McCarthy, in essence. So I will be calling him out either this hour or next. I haven't decided yet. I want to make sure I got plenty of time to do it. But apparently, now, back-to-school night includes plastic ball pits. Yeah, let that sink in for a second. I don't even know how... Is there really a psychiatrist involved in this? Or are there a bunch of kids sitting around in a room going, hey, let's try this one? So when you're entering onto a campus full of strangers, concerns about making friends and the desire to feel accepted among peers can often be stressful. Recognizing this, universities across America have spent your hard-earned tax dollars in implementing what they call a unique solution, ball pits. You ever been to Chuck E. Cheese's? Yeah, like those. I mean, if you're a germaphobe, this is like your nightmare of nightmares, right? You go running out of there screaming. This fall, campus leaders are welcoming back students to school with these colorful play pools. Now, the pits are used as icebreakers. Hey, come on in. The balls are warm. Whatever. To break down racial barriers. And this, I mean, no, I'm having too much fun with this. This is just so childish. At the time you go to college, shouldn't you be past the childish stuff? Shouldn't you not be playing with your rubber duckies and such anymore? What do you think? Right? So, they say the balls break down racial barriers. They facilitate lessons on wellness. How is that? You're jumping into a pit of germs. You don't know who sneezed on what. What was on their hands when they start throwing those balls around? You have no clue as to what's taking place in there. Oh. And this is all part of the freshman orientation. That's according to the online campus calendar. Containers such as inflatable swimming pools, are filled with small plastic balls labeled with different topics and questions. Students are then encouraged to enter into the tubs together to discuss. Students learn more about each other by delving in deeper into levels of conversation in the pits. Facilitators told the College Fix in interviews from icebreakers to controversial subjects. Coordinators said that they strive to create a safe space where students can hold and respect conflicting points of view. Now, the ball pits were perfect for allowing students to feel comfortable. And Kate Iota, a wellness program administrator at Central Connecticut State, they get paid for this. I want that job. I can come up with stuff. And I do mean stuff. School recently hosted a strangers in a ball pit. Now, I don't know about you, but didn't your mom always tell you to stay away from strangers? Don't hang out with them? And you still ended up with me. I don't know. You didn't listen to her. Okay. So they call it Welcome Week at Central. It helps students learn more about maintaining their sanity throughout the college life. That was the greatest benefit for helping them have conversations with each other. Students they didn't know and talk about mental health, because that's the first thing you want to talk about when you sit around in one of these ball pits. Hi, I'm a little off. My name is Joe Messina. You don't want to be alone with me. I mean, really? What? You really going to talk about mental health issues the first time you meet somebody? And the plastic balls are going to make you comfortable enough to do that? Likewise, St. Mary's College is scheduled to use a ball pit during its upcoming Mental Health Awareness Carnival. Students pick up a ball with a prompt and talk to their partner in the ball pit about their response. The balls start conversations between students and help them get to know one another. Now, on a slightly deeper level, again I say, if it's the first time I've met you, you think I'm going to talk to you about my mental health issues, my physical issues, my family issues? It's not going to happen. I don't know who you are. Maybe you're a bigger nut job than I am. Students enjoy the activity, and it helps them talk to one another in real life instead of over social media. Brandy Ruffin with a Student Activist Activities Association at the University of Mississippi said these events generate friendships and memories, noting the selfies and conversations seem memorable. At Ole Miss, it's ball pit with strangers. Well, whatever happened, we talked about this before, hanging out together. Just hang out and discuss some of these issues. Get to know each other. Have some fun first. I don't know. I know it sounds like kind of old-fashioned, but, I'm thinking, frisbee, flag football, lawn darts in today's environment. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a little bit. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
All survivalists accumulate supplies, but these supplies may be of little use if you don't have your health. Dr. Joel Wallach will teach you how to be more healthy and improve your survival potential. Consider joining Dr. Joel Wallach at the RK Prepper Show in Kansas City, Missouri, on September 30th through October 1st. For more information, please call 417-863-7149. 417-863-7149.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Actual testimonials from real Numana customers.
I've tried all kinds of food storage, and Numana is by far the best.
I'm a single mom with two teenage boys and a full-time job. I don't always have time to cook a four-course meal. That's where Numana has been such a blessing. I can spend less time in the kitchen and more time on what matters most, like helping with homework.
Find out for yourself. Order online at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Numana is
the store I love to eat. Yum!
Thepowermall.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available. Comfortable interiors and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
You've got a love bite on your neck. He's coming back this morning. What's the matter with you? Your life's going down the toilet. Cover up that damn thing. Come on, put some makeup on.
All right.
We are back. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you spent with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you interact as well. I don't want you just to spend time with me. I want you to interact. I want you to be part of the conversation. I want you to decide, really, truly, you know, where you stand on something. Take a stand. It's one of the things we're going to talk about later on tonight, or later on today, or later on in this portion of the show, as to where, what are you willing to take a stand on? And when I say that, how far are you willing to go with that stand? Do you know what I'm saying? How much are you willing to open your mouth? During the break, I asked somebody if they're willing to respond to something that's been printed about me. And it's obviously wrong. It's a lie. And I want to see if somebody's willing to put themselves out there. Some of my more trusted friends and people that are around me that know me, I want to see how far they're willing to go. And not just for me, for true freedom of speech. Right? There are what's really funny is, here, now you got me started. Whenever you're elected, and you'll see what happens here locally with a guy like me, they say that, I don't have a right to freedom of speech because I'm an elected official. Or that I can say anything I want to, but be ready, be prepared to be removed. So you sit there and you say to yourself, I see how this works. I have a right of freedom of speech, and as long as it lines up with what they have to say, then everything's cool and okay, right? So when you take your oath of office, your oath is that you will defend and uphold the Constitution of the United States. It doesn't matter in California, by the way. They don't recognize the United States, except for dollars, except for money. You will uphold the Constitution of these United States and the state you live in. So, when you do that, isn't that whole thing about freedom of speech in there? Isn't it all in there? I mean, seriously, think about it. So, if I'm supposed to uphold that, does that mean I get to uphold it for me too? I'm just asking. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I do really, really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. All right, back to the stories at hand, if I can find them again. God, getting used to... there it is. Okay. So, we were talking about these plastic ball pits. Somehow that makes life better. Makes everybody come together better, right? And I'm not the educator in the room. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. But apparently getting into these pits, these big plastic pool pits, you know what I'm talking about. You know, you get them, some people have them in their backyards when they don't have enough room for a pool and they have kids and... So they lay it out, and the kid can, the pool's what, 3 foot? Less than that. That was pretty good. 3 feet, 4 feet high, yeah, somewhere around there, filled with plastic, little plastic balls. So the facilitators told the local news source that the downside to the ball pits include that they're not always easy to set up. Oh, it's tough. And don't always attract many students. Gee, I wonder why. Another issue cited by one is that of making sure the conversations are healthy. Well, don't you run the risk of them not being healthy? When you put people together like that, you force them to talk about things that they're not necessarily willing to discuss? Isn't that kind of normal? Is it the way it would turn out? In addition to the pits at St. Mary's, Ole Miss in Central Connecticut State, schools such as Northwestern State University and the University of Delaware and other campuses have hosted these pits in recent weeks. The ball pit trend in college seems to gain ground during the last school year. check this out. When such events were billed as an effort to provide emotional safety. What is emotional safety? Thank you. I didn't think so. This year, campus officials have endeavored to present them as an icebreaker, an opportunity to make friends. Can't read that one. Never name. But you think about this, right? What would happen? Why are we always looking for a way to make it easier, looking for a way a different way to make something happen. How about just face-to-face conversation? How about a bunch of young people just get, you know, with similar likes and dislikes and that kind of stuff? How about you start off there? How about you have these little icebreakers? What do you want to call them? I don't call them little coffees or little meet and greets. And you have several of them around campus, and maybe they're, you know, conservative this's or liberal that's or people who like, you know, sports. I don't know. See, I'm not on a college campus. So this is where you have your icebreakers, if you would. Don't you think that's a good idea? Have the icebreaker. That way there you're not, you know, locked into putting two people who have absolutely nothing to say to each other in a room together. So, anyhow, I think that's the way to make it happen. But that's my own personal opinion. Milo Yiannopoulos is in the news again. I love this stuff because it proves my point on a regular basis. They don't want conversation. They don't want open thought. They don't want free flow of thought. They don't want conversation. And long before, you know, Hannity and Tucker and those guys were talking about it, I was talking about it on this show. How this isn't freedom of speech. This isn't what's good for everybody. This is only what's good for the ones that are easily offended. That's what they're trying to do. So at Berkeley, now this is really funny. This is really funny because they had Shapiro there without incident. And frankly, I think he's much, much, much more controversial than Milo. So despite the cancellation of UC Berkeley's highly anticipated Free Speech Week, anti-feminist provocateur Milo Yiannopoulos, who's been on the show, made good on his promise to appear at the public university. He made a quick visit in front of a mix of fans and then and demonstrators before departing. You know, again, they're not interested in what you have to say. Can we just get through that? We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. Warm up your coffee. Come on back. I'm telling you, you're going to like this. Member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
With nearly 70 years of history engineering bunkers, today, Atlas Survival Shelters is still the authority. Atlas offers 18 different choices, from commercial tornado shelters to underground nuclear fallout shelters, starting at just $99.99, with 100% financing available, comfortable interiors, and state-of-the-art air filtration systems. Atlas Survival Shelters are the most popular private survival shelters in the world. Call 1-855-4-BUNKER now, or visit atlassurvivalshelters.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter pack, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
Hey, man. I don't feel like going to school no more. I'm an idiot. Hey, Mexico. No way, Daniel.
Yep. Hang on to school. Always. A pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And again, I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you interact, that you get involved. It is a big deal. Okay, head up to the website, therealside.com, where you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll. There's so much you can do up there, all right? And even if you don't like what I'm saying, you've got other people up there you can talk with, you can argue with, you can agree with. We're not always on the same page. I don't believe in always being on the same page. If we are, I'm not being controversial enough. Not stirring it up enough. God. My T-shirts. Anyhow. So we were talking about how Milo, as a matter of fact, if you head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the bull, but you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy. And if you're on the left, go ahead, have at it, because I love how you guys try to put words into my mouth and spin stuff around. It's just great. Anyway, so head up there, buy the book, and you can see all of the things that the left has called you out on, all the things that the left says that you are, and you're not. They just twist it that way to mean that. So anyway, we're talking about how Milo Yiannopoulos was shouted down at Berkeley. You know, the bastion of free speech, or used to be, not anymore. Well, their free speech, which is not the same free speech as you read the dictionary. Somehow it's got a different spin to it or whatever. But Milo, he knew this was going to happen. He knew that they were going to be like this. So again, it's just amazing. So anyway, Milo goes up there, and he's scheduled to be a headliner for 4-day Free Speech Week. Free Speech Week. Think about that. Free Speech Week. He appeared around noon on Sunday for about 15 to 20 minutes. The campus has this Sproul Plaza, I guess is where he was. His visit drew hundreds of protesters and supporters alike, and included what a UC Berkeley spokesman called an extraordinary security measures. The very few people who heard the speech, as well as Ioannopoulos on social media, stated it was short-lived due to the protesters who shouted him down. Yeah, so much for security, right? The right-wing gadfly had entered the campus arm-in-arm with independent journalist Mike Cernovich and pro-Israel activist Pamela Geller after protesting had verbally clashed during protesters had verbally clashed during demonstrations throughout the morning. Now, Ioannopoulos ended up speaking to a small crowd, just a few dozen, without any microphone. He signed autographs. He led a singing of the Star-Spangled Banner inside a barricaded area at the Sproul Plaza. Now, numerous people in line had yet to get through security and didn't get to see him. It was estimated that there was $800,000 in security provided by the university for something that basically didn't happen. Right? Some are saying it was nothing more than an expensive PR stunt. Because when he visited the campus in February, it was shut down by riots, remember? Right? They didn't do anything to help him. Maybe he did do it to get them back. I don't know. Among the few dozen who saw Ioannopoulos at the Sproul Plaza on Sunday was Brittany Brownrigg. An interview with the College Fix, the Bay Area resident said Ioannopoulos didn't get too much time to really speak and that some people attempted to speak over him. And that's how it happens on a regular basis. He tried to get like the people that were yelling at him to have a conversation with him, but they refused. They were just like saying, their little speech, Brownrigg added that Geller also tweeted out, singing the Star-Spangled Banner in front of the left-wing fascist is like a silver cross to Dracula. Hey, when you're a flag burner, when you're one who hates the country, when you're one who could care less, okay? I mean, I could see where that would be a real irritant, like poking me with a red-hot poker. Now, UC Berkeley spokesman Dan Mogilev said it was unclear why Ioannopoulos chose to start and end his visit when he did. People still coming into the enclosed area. I wish I'd been able to speak for longer today, but a yelling protester made it impossible for any of our speakers to be heard. And Berkeley wouldn't give them amplified. So let me see. I come out there. I'm going to spend the day speaking to these people. I'll spend a couple of hours speaking to these people. You won't give me a microphone. You won't light something. You won't give me something electrified so everybody can hear me. The protesters are yelling over me. I'm sorry. What? Why should I say again? Help me. And then Ioannopoulos even said that at one point, when Antifa showed up in force, he was told that he had to evacuate. So funny how Berkeley perceives it one way, and he perceives it a whole nother way. Let's see. We got Joey out of Seattle is joining us. Joey, thanks for being part of the show.
What's up, Joe?
Not much. What's up with you?
Nothing. Just wanted to say that I really appreciate what you're doing. I've been watching for a little bit. Currently up in Seattle, I'm an entrepreneur. I make soap that's meant to last, like nuclear blasts and things like that, just long-lasting soap. And I really, really identify with your show. I've only been watching for, like a week or something like that. And I just wanted to let you know that you're fighting the good fight.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Sometimes some of us feel like we're here alone, but I know there's plenty of you guys out there that are pushing forward, too. So I really do appreciate it, Joey. Thanks for the call.
No problem. We're going to defeat the globalists.
Yes. We will, as long as we stay strong and keep pushing back. Thanks again, Joey from Seattle. Thanks. You know, it's one thing I'm going to talk about later on in the next hour. I'm going to talk about you supporting your locals. You scream about federal. You scream about state. What about your locals? Where do you think these people start off? You know, as you notice, my hair is a little white. I'm getting a little older. My wife and I have been fighting for years. And matter of fact, when it was not, I don't know, what do you say? When it's not in vogue? Is that what it means, right? We were fighting our own party. My own party came against me because I wasn't mainstream enough for them. They didn't want me to run. And I got almost no help from my own party. Matter of fact, first couple times I ran, they worked against me. I'm going to hit on that later on. I'm just going to entice you a little bit here. But I had to fight my own party. And I was able to beat the old guard, if you would. And it gave us a little more power to be able to move forward and help other people get involved. But you conservatives, you right-wing hardcore conservatives, who I love, don't get me wrong, when you elect us to take up the fight, the battle, the whatever you want to call it for you, we still need your help. I still need you to show up at school board meetings. I still need you to show up. Not just me, your local city council member, your local water board member, your local whatever you've elected, your local dog catcher. You elected these people because they had the same standards, the same basic belief system that you have, and then you let them flounder on their own. You give them no support. The vote, in and of itself, is appreciated, but not enough. And we'll talk about that in the next hour. I don't want to take my thunder away, because once I get rolling, I'm done. So Yiannopoulos said that he wanted to speak longer, but this is it. See, you hear one thing from mainstream media. You're going to hear how he just walked off. He couldn't be bothered. It was a PR ploy, the whole nine yards. But he's saying it's different. And listen, I don't know the guy well enough to know whether he tells the truth 100% of the time. I just don't know. Right? But when you get out there, I've been in these situations, not to their level, obviously, but when you get out there and you see what's going on, you've got to be willing to push back and fight back. So whether he tells the truth 100% of the time or not is not the issue here. The issue here is we see where he goes, we see what he does, we see what he says. You need, if you agree with him, if you really feel like he's fighting with and for you, you need to help support him. Unless you're out there fighting too. Now, those who wanted to hear Yiannopoulos speak at Berkeley were required to walk through a metal detector, and numerous individuals were still waiting in line to enter the secured area during Yiannopoulos' short visit to the campus. Yiannopoulos alleged that police kept hundreds, 400 to 500 of his supporters outside to make the crowd look tiny. Now he's offered all this up on his Facebook page. Now, he even apologized to those hundreds of people that were outside that weren't allowed to come in. So the security people, they acknowledged the line was slow and said it was intentional, especially after someone entered with a type of plastic brass knuckles. How do you have plastic brass? Come on, help me out here. Plastic brass colored. Plastic brass. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Go get some fresh air and come on back in.
In an emergency, you need a fire now. But what if the wood is wet? No problem for InstaFire. Our non-toxic fire starter packs, light wet wood, can even burn on water or in any weather. Sustains winds up to 30 miles per hour, and each pouch weighs only 1.75 ounces. Need an emergency stove? Get the InstaFire Inferno stove that boils water in under 3 minutes. Temps up to 1,500 degrees. Free shipping on anything. Go to InstaFire.com/radio specials and get yours today. InstaFire. Fire in an instant. InstaFire.com/radio specials.
Do you trust our economy? How about our banking system? Our president has stated we are sitting on a bubble right now, and that when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is raising rates here and now. There has never been a better time to turn your IRA or 401k into physical gold or silver with GSI Exchange. Call 833-GSI-GOLD. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 833-GSI-GOLD. Ask about our Bank Failure Survival Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfer can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Call GSI Exchange at 833-GSI-GOLD. That's 833-474-4653. Or visit us on the web at gsi.gold.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from 3 health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's
LibertyOnCall.org.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-774-3149 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-774-3149. Again, that's 800-774-3149.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
Okay, I'll give you a minute to dance around the room. Then you got to sit down, because you can't listen while you're bouncing all around the place. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Again, head up to the website. Truly head up to the website and get involved in the conversation. Give me your email address. There's a place up there. I send out an email once a week. I'm not trying to make you nuts. I just send it out once a week. It's not a big deal. You know? So, again, if you're going to hang in with me the next hour, we're going to talk about, you know, politics is local. It starts off local. Nobody ever just goes right, well, maybe in some cases. But nobody ever goes straight to Congress or the Senate or whatever. Okay? It's so much more than that. So, when you start electing local officials, when you start working with local officials,
You need to understand how important it is to support them. So we're going to deal with that in the next hour. But right now, I want to get back to, we'll finish up with Milo. So Milo, David Horowitz, Shapiro, all these people. Now, they've not been banned outright. But the left at Berkeley make it almost, and not just Berkeley, other colleges too, but they make it almost impossible for these guys to speak there, to be there. And it's so wrong. Because either you want freedom of speech, either you want a free flow of ideas, whether they're your ideas or not, doesn't really much matter now, does it? What matters is either you want a free flow of ideas that you can all kind of gather around and talk about why they're right, why they're wrong, why they're not good for society, why they are good for society. But you got to have the conversation, and you don't have it by shouting each other down. It's one of the things that makes the locals crazy with me, because I'll say things like, when you go to a town hall and all you do is shout down every answer, then I've got to figure you don't want an answer. You really don't want to hear. All you want to do is yell. That's it. How does that work? No, really, how does that work out? It's wrong. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. So, what was I going to do? El California's Governor Brown, Governor Jerry, Governor Moonbeam. Some of you who aren't longtime listeners, you got to go search, go Google Governor Moonbeam, Governor Jerry Brown portrait at the California State House. You are going to laugh your buns off. Because it looks like something that Salvador Dali painted after he took two hits of LSD. All right? That's how creepy it is, or freaky it is. And you walk around this, you walk down this wall, and there's all these beautiful portraits. And I'm not an art guy, but all great portraits of our different governors here in California. And then you get to Jerry Brown. And it looks like watercolors that somebody did at a kindergarten. You know, somebody, it's like color by number. And it's just freaky looking. So it shows you how serious he is, or how hip he is, or whatever word they're using today. So State Assembly Speaker Anthony Rendon of the state of California said the 2017 session of the California legislature was the most productive and progressive legislative session in memory. Hundreds of bills are on the Governor Jerry Brown's desk. He has until October 15th to sign them, not sign or veto to them, which I think is really funny because what they call productive, you and I would call a joke. Because some of the bills passed, some of the stuff they put on the governor's table are just asinine. And that's to be clean and nice about it. They want to give away the farm in this state. And I do mean literally give away the farm. You know? So one of the things they're dealing with is affordable housing, but everybody has an idea what they think affordable housing is. So the median price in 2015 for homes, okay, throughout the U.S., and it was about, $180,000, according to the chart. In California, it was up over $400,000. Now, yours truly has worked with developers in California. And the reason they're $400,000 in California is the same reason why for to build a McDonald's in California, it would take you 3 years just to get through all the permit processes. That same McDonald's will be producing hamburgers in 6 months in Texas or in Kentucky. It'd be producing payroll taxes. It'd be producing jobs. But not in California. The only thing it produces is more bureaucracy and more paperwork. That's all it does. When an average house gets built in the area that I'm in, I've been told on a $400,000 home, check it out, $400,000, great schools in the area, clean city, safe city. You know, as cities go, it's a really great city. $80,000 of that home goes to the municipality, connection fees, the schools. They're all taxes, they're all regulations, they're all things that you have to do according to the state.
So think about that. Take the 80 grand away, you're down at 300,000. Which is more in line to California's lifestyle. You also, look at, you can say this all day long, but you got $180,000 for a house in the U.S. You really think you're going to pay $180,000 for a home on the beach in Florida? You think that this place is in Virginia along the coast that you're going to get to $180,000? No, you're not. So anyway, here's how they're going to fix this in California, because there are a bunch of brain surgeons here. Senate Bill 2 would impose a $75 fee on many real estate transactions and direct that revenue towards state-sponsored affordable housing. They're hoping the fees could raise upwards of about $200 million yearly. For what? See, remember something, too, that scares me about this state. There's very few specialty funds that have ever been used for the specialty that they've been put aside for. That's why we're asking the federal government now for $100 billion in infrastructure money, in emergency infrastructure money, even though we've been taxed twice, two separate times, for infrastructure money that the pool room boys up there have decided to direct somewhere else. I've actually asked the state senator to come on. It looks like I'm going to have him on within the next week or two. That coffee tastes so much better out of a TRS cup that you can get up on the TRS website. So, Senate Bill 3 would put a $4 billion affordable housing bond to voters in 2018. The borrowing would support construction and subsidize home loans for veterans. And that's great, and that's wonderful. The state is about bonded out, if you would. Jerry's got bonds there already that he's not using or that he refuses to sell for schools. This is slowing the schools down. So what is this? Another bond, a feel-good bond that'll go through and nobody will do anything with? Senate Bill 35 eases regulatory hurdles for the new housing developments. It cites that they are not meeting their state-mandated housing goals. So we'll see how that works out. What they call easing, you and I would laugh at. Now, the biggie, the one that I love the most in California, Sanctuary State. Senate Leader Kevin DeLeon wants to regulate whether and when local law enforcement agencies can cooperate with federal immigration agencies. Wow. So this state is so powerful. This state is so smart. This state knows so much better than the federal governments that they're actually going to push aside and not step up and not adhere to federal law just because they don't like it. Right. Now, the AG recently said in the state of California that we are a country slash a state of laws, and we need to be within the law, but he was beating on some right-wing conservatives. So when it comes to right-wing conservatives, apparently, according to the Dems in this state, they have to follow the law, but when it comes to left-wing Democrats, they don't have to. They can do whatever they darn well please. Kevin DeLeon, by the way, the one who wants the sanctuary state, his whole family, he openly admits, not only are they here illegally, but they've stolen IDs. They're running under somebody else's Social Security number. He openly admits all of that. He went on to say, when local law enforcement agencies can cooperate with federal immigration agencies, most Democrats and immigrant advocacy groups support the Los Angeles Democrats' SB 54, while the California State Sheriff's Association opposes it. And the California Police Association is now neutral on it because they don't want the aggravation. Right? Divided along similar lines is the Sanctuary State legislation, SB 29, by Democrat Senator Ricardo Lara of Bell Gardens, would place a moratorium on cities entering into contracts with detention facilities for people arrested for being in the country illegally. So now, even if they're picked up for legal reasons, the Dems want to make it illegal for you to do business with a company that's doing things legally. Only in California. Right? AB 19, community college tuition totally free. Right? It'd be free for the first year for all Californians. How exciting. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sight on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Remember, coming up next hour, we're going to deal with local politics. We're going to deal with how you make sure the people you send to the state, the people that you send to the federal level, will do the job. And how you support them. It's your fault when they fail to a degree. I'm Joe Messina, your host, listening to Real Sight. We'll be back.